Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Andre, welcome back. You know, you're somebody who this is your wheelhouse, as you are a policy expert focusing on energy, Commonwealth Foundation. Recently, I think you were on with Kilmeade. You're on Fox News all the time, along with many other national shows and publications. Thanks for being here. Take me through that as far as this flip-flop and why policy matters and whether or not the flip-flop will work. I mean, if she just comes out and says, if she and Walz come out and say they support fracking and support those jobs as long as it's done right, because that's the latest, right? Oh, if it's done right, then it's okay. I mean, that's what they're trying to, how they're trying to fudge this. Do you think people, voters, will believe the Harris-Walz campaign?
Pennsylvania voters understand what they've seen the last 4 years. The record is very clear of what the Biden-Harris administration has done. Tim Walz's record as governor is very clear, and it has been one Green New Deal policy after another. So the Harris campaign can flip-flop on fracking all they want. But, I mean, the energy record is quite clear. It has been everything from the LNG pause, which obviously has an impact on the Pennsylvania's energy economy, whether it's been the EPA putting forward rules about technology that doesn't even currently exist, trying to end our coal and natural gas production across the country, or whether it's the subsidies in the Inflation Reduction Act, which is poisoning our energy markets and raising electric costs for people across the country. So, I mean, I'm not impressed by someone who says they want to flip-flop on fracking when the evidence is clear. And sure, even if that is true, let's say you want to flip-flop on fracking, it's still death by a thousand cuts. If you flip-flop on fracking and do, 35 other things, they're going to absolutely kill energy jobs, kill energy producing states economies like Pennsylvania, then I'm not interested in someone who's rhetorically flip-flopping on one thing when the record of the last 4 years is quite clear.
Yeah, and you quote in when you were on Fox News and other broadcast entities, you talked about the polling numbers of Pennsylvania voters and Pennsylvania mm-hmm. voters, what they're saying about would they spend more out of pocket to combat climate change? Would they agree with expanding natural gas infrastructure to reduce costs? And do they believe that we should reduce the regulatory burdens on our energy industry? I mean, can you just take me through that piece of your research and give us some of those numbers?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, our polling at the Commonwealth Foundation shows, and people can go on our website and they can look at our energy polling that we conducted, and it shows how Pennsylvanians are thinking about this. I mean, they absolutely care about the environment. They absolutely want clean air, clean water, and all the rest of it, just like any other reasonable person. But they're not willing to pay a dollar more in their electric bills for these radical climate policies, because they know, like, look, we know that we can do other interventions, not only through responsible environmental conservation, but they can take, their individual actions in their lives to help save the environment. They really don't want to pay a dollar more to have their electric bills go up. That was an overwhelming majority, something in the 60-odd percent of Pennsylvanians who did not want to spend a dollar more to combat climate change. An overwhelming majority oppose Governor Shapiro wanting to keep us in the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, which is a economy-wide energy tax, once again, raising the electric costs of Pennsylvanians, but decreasing our energy reliability. So you get the lovely benefit of paying more money for less reliable energy. And they're also, they fully support the expansion of our natural gas infrastructure. They understand what the natural gas industry and what the energy industry more broadly does for Pennsylvania's economy. Because you have to understand, Dawn, as you know, but we've talked about this, this isn't just some rhetorical exercise for people in Pennsylvania. They're working in these jobs. Their family members are working in these jobs. Their friends are in these jobs. I mean, we have the history of conventional oil drillers out in Western Pennsylvania, which, I mean, everyone loves to talk about big oil, but these are essentially family farms. These are essentially generational family oil drillers who are working on what amounts to a family farm in Western Pennsylvania that not only provides energy, but they're providing the petroleum and the oil for everything from, you know, cosmetics to things we use in our everyday lives. I mean, Pennsylvania really is providing the lifeblood for the entire nation. So our polling shows that they understand this well, and I think they're not going to be convinced by some of this rhetorical flip-flopping.
Mm-hmm. And you know, you talk about that. If we look at what she and the Biden administration have wanted to do, promised to do, as well as Shapiro talking about decarbonizing the United States by, you know, a certain deadline, which isn't so far away, by 2050. Let me ask you this, as far as these really the tough federal agencies under the Biden-Harris administration, what have they done to an energy-producing state like Pennsylvania?
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Bryan Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fischer and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, I mean, so the most draconian one that's come out of Washington recently has been the EPA's new power plant rule. And essentially what this power plant rule did was they were attempting to put a 90% carbon capture requirement on our current coal facilities and put one on new natural gas facilities, saying that you have to cap your emissions at 90%. This technology does not exist. So they created a rule with technology that doesn't exist, which they can't do, by the way. So this is already going to be challenged in the court. But if we think about what that means in reality, mm-hmm. For a state like Pennsylvania that is the second largest producer of natural gas in the country, if you make a federal rule for all 50 states that says you have to cap your natural gas emissions at 90%, if you're in the natural gas industry, which is providing reliable and affordable power to Americans across the country, but now you're getting hit over the head with these ridiculous regulations with a technology that you can't even use, you're going to shut down. Mm-hmm. Or why would you build a new natural gas plant with these kinds of rules? So, of course, that's going to hit states like Pennsylvania, because we're producing the gas that these producers need, but if they're not building plants, we can't provide them product, and absolutely that's going to hit Pennsylvania's economy.
But so doesn't, you know, in late June, so the Supreme Court, Trump's Supreme Court, many will call it, but the Supreme Court overturned the Chevron doctrine, which I've talked a lot about that, and we don't talk about it enough. But what does that mean for these tough, overreaching regulations that did not go through the regular route of, you know, Congress voting on it and that sort of thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, Chevron doctrine was the overturning of Chevron is absolutely it is a victory for the conservative legal movement that is trying to peel back the expansion of the scope of government in the administrative state. So this is obviously a great victory for the conservative legal movement. But I mean, there's still lots of complexities. Unfortunately, the bureaucracy and the scope of the federal government has gone to such a place that, you know, people aren't actually sure what this peeling back of Chevron is actually going to do in real life. There are several people. One of my colleagues at the Cato Institute, Travis Fisher, has written a paper on Chevron specifically and what we think it will potentially do. At its best, absolutely, we think this is going to do what everyone has said it's going to do and peel back some of these ridiculous authorities that these agencies shouldn't have. but at the end of the day, we do think that in a lot of cases, these federal agencies are still going to try to operate business as usual, which is going to mean more red tape, more legal battles, which of course gets everything bogged down in the system, while everyday Americans and Pennsylvanians are paying more and more for their electric bills. So it is yet to be seen what the actual impact of something like overturning Chevron is going to do. But what our lawmakers can do at the state level is do simple things like permitting reform, something that I know some of our friends in the state Senate are interested in doing. And lawmakers in Pennsylvania really need to pull back the red tape, have a much more transparent and easy moving permitting process for a lot of these energy projects and other areas where permitting gets things bogged down. But at the federal level, the RAINS Act, which I think has supported something like 72% of Pennsylvanians support the RAINS Act, which would create a review process for some of these federal agencies and trying to bring authority back to Congress where this authority should be in the first place. So Chevron's a good step, but there are lots of other things that we could be doing to peel back the expansion of the administrative state. Again, not just in Washington, but also in Harrisburg.
Yeah, amen. Well, Andre Belleville, we'll leave it there. Thank you so much, Commonwealth.com. And you have great work and great detailed information and such a great policy expert and friend to The Dawn Show and us here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. So, Andre, thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Dawn. Thanks for having me.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.